first of all, we're a family of five, and then we're suddenly a family of four. It certainly puts life in complete different respect and everything. You learn to appreciate things better. You certainly learn to sort of understand things maybe a wee bit more. You tend to spend more time together as a family, and it certainly does put a different light on it, because Christopher basically was the life and soul of our house. You know, if there wasn't music playing, there was something blasting in the background, just suddenly having that to go and having nothing, it's very life-changing. He went to work that morning. He worked in our local Tesco store. I picked him up at 5 o'clock on my way home from work. When I think back on it, he would normally have come round the shop with me and picked out bits and pieces for things. We decided to have a barbecue that night, so he said, I'll just go out and sit in the car. I'd lifted what I had to, come back out to the car. Normally he would be the one going, oh, well, I'll drive home. And he was sitting in the passenger seat, and he just, no, I can't be annoyed. Got back to the house. He said that he had a friend coming round. They were going to work on the car together. So I said, well, I'll get some stuff sorted. So he went out and lit the barbecue, come back in. His friend arrived, and I was literally standing in the kitchen buttering a piece of bread. And his friend come in and said, Hillary, Chris is lying at the side of your car, and I can't wake him. So I thought maybe he'd electrocuted himself, maybe working on the car was something. I wasn't sure. My husband, he heard Adam come in, so the two of us ran out. I grabbed the phone and immediately phoned for an ambulance. And at that stage, Peter went out and he started CPR on Chris. And our next door neighbour, their son-in-law, was up for a barbecue, and he is a medic. So he took over from Peter and he started the CPR. And the rapid response people arrived. They done their bit. The ambulance people arrived, and I was at the stage taken into neighbour's house out of the way. And I can remember the police arriving, because obviously the way things happened and the call went out, they had arrived and they just said, look, they're taking your son to Lagan Valley. It just happened to be the day of the fun run. So trying to get through the traffic and everything else. We got to the hospital, and I have to say, Lagan Valley were amazing. They couldn't have done enough, and they worked on Chris for 3 hours, but to avail, there was nothing they could do for him.